This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Pull up a stool and sit a spell. It's time for Cheers Trivia. For this week's TV show trivia episode, we're bellying up to the bar for the long-running 80s sitcom. All season long, it's TV Trivia. If you're looking for a specific show, check our past episodes at dorkygeekynerdy.com or subscribe and follow along for the rest of this year, and hopefully longer. As always, it's three rounds of 10 questions each. That's the basics. I'll open your tab and we'll get pouring. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Who played ladies' man and bartender Sam Malone? Ted Danson. Number 2. Kelsey Grammer played what psychologist and bar patron? Frasier Crane. Number 3. Which character's death was due to the passing of the actor who played them? Coach. Number 4. Who replaced Coach as a bartender at Cheers? Woody. Number 5. Rhea Perlman played what acid-tongued waitress? Carla Tortelli. Number 6. Before he was Pixar's good luck charm, John Ratzenberger played what character on Cheers? Cliff Clavin. Number 7. Which character's name is shouted by the patrons whenever he enters the bar? Norm. Number 8. Sam played for which Major League Baseball team? The Boston Red Sox. Number 9. At the start of and end of the series, who owns Cheers? Sam Malone. Number 10. What was Cliff's occupation? He was a mailman. The Geeky Round. Number 1. 5 of the cast members reunited in 2024 during the 75th edition of what awards show? The Emmys. Number 2. Who played waitress Diane Chambers? Shelley Long. Number 3, Rebecca Howe was played by what actress who passed away in 2022? Kirstie Alley. Number 4, in what city would you find the bar Cheers? Boston. Number 5. Woody hails from what Midwestern state? Indiana. Number 6. What position did Sam play while he was with the Red Sox? Pitcher. Specifically, he was a relief pitcher where he earned the nickname Mayday. Number 7. Kelly Gaines, a wealthy heiress, marries which character in season 10? Woody. Number 8. What future Night Court star played con man Harry the Hat? Harry Anderson. Number 9. Frasier Crane married which fellow psychiatrist? Dr. Lilith Sternin. Number 10. What was the name of Norm's often mentioned but never seen wife? Vera. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What game show did Cliff initially win big on? Jeopardy. He lost it all in the final round despite having an insurmountable lead. Number 2. What Star Trek Deep Space Nine character's name is an anagram on purpose of a Cheers character? That would be the loquacious barfly, Morn. Number 3. Carla dates and marries Eddie, a goalie for what hockey team? The Boston Bruins. Number 4. Which three characters appear in every episode of the series? Sam, Carla, and Norm. Number 5. For how many seasons did Cheers run? 11. Number 6. Cheers debuted in what year? 30th, 1982. Number 7. What was Woody's relationship with Coach? They were pen pals. They literally traded pens. Number 8. What was the title episode of the finale? Fittingly, the show was titled One for the Road. Number 9. The actor behind Barfly, Phil, is related to which series regular? Phil is played by Philip Perlman, Rhea Perlman's father. Number 10. What is Coach's full name? Ernie Pentuso. And that's the last call for Cheers Trivia. How did you do? Let me know on social media or Spotify. There's a weekly poll on Spotify as well. Let me know what your favorite episode of Cheers was. I'll be back with another 30 trivia questions next week. Here's a clue for what to expect. What 2000s historical drama is named for a real town in South Dakota and set in the 1870s? This was definitely not a family-friendly TV series. Don't worry, the episode will still be clean. See you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 273 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. Tyler has a problem. He can't inherit his massive family fortune unless he gets married. And when his best friend Glenn proposes, hijinks and shenanigans ensue. Follow Glenn and Tyler on their world-spanning adventure as they defeat mobsters, an evil stepmother, a rakish brother-in-law, and pirates. No, really, there are pirates. Plus, there's an underground superbase. And hockey. The five-book series begins with Glenn and Tyler's Honeymoon Adventure by J.B. Sanders and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible and iTunes. Come for the romance, stay for the hockey.